Sarah here with Amy Ray, one half of the Indigo Girls. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
New album is called Lung of Love. Here it is.
It's like Dave Letterman, yeah.
That's right, here it is.
Here it is.
Did you put out a vinyl version of it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Is vinyl making a comeback?
It is.
Do you listen to vinyl?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I have kind of not the greatest record player, so I'm going to get a new turntable at some point, but I have my old high school stereo system still.
Is that right?
Yeah. And a big vinyl collection I've had. I mean, I've always been into vinyl, so I'm happy about it.
So what albums are from high school?
Oh, my God. You know, the Allman Brothers, Eat a Peach is in there, and Jackson Brown, and lots of Joni Mitchell. And then you can see my collection change, and it's like Patti Smith, Replacements, The Clash, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, but early on, you were a big Partridge Family fan?
I have everything. Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
So now you've had a lot of fame and success. Have you ever met David Cassidy or Susan Day or Shirley Jones?
No, I wish. I mean, it's so funny. Emily and I were playing this really crazy, like, wild party in Florida. It ended up being kind of a disaster. But one of the things we got excited about was David Cassidy was supposed to come.
Really?
This was, like, last year. And he didn't show up, so we were so bummed, because we were like, we played this party, it was really hard, people were throwing beach balls at us basically the whole show, and then David didn't even come.
Aww.
So I didn't get to meet my idol.
I'm sure there's some way somebody could get a message to
some
him.
Some way, somehow I'll meet him. It'll be the right time.
I bet if he knew that Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls was a big Partridge Family fan, I bet you.
We'll get the word to him.
That may be my mission in life.
You're in more of a position than I am.
Oh, God, give me a break. So the new album.
Yeah.
You know, I think Lung of Love is really, really great. I feel like obviously you've always been into bluegrass music, but it seems like that bluegrass Americana feel is really evident on this record.
There are a few songs, yeah. There's either like rock kind of punk songs, or there's like this bluegrass Americana feel. It's like, that's the two things I like.
Do you feel that living in North Georgia brings that out in you? Sort of like, you know, the banjo.
Yeah, the banjo. Yeah, there's the banjo, the Deliverance joke. I mean, I was into that kind of music before I moved out there, but I've lived there like 20 years now, so it's definitely gotten into my music. There are a lot of great players up there, and there's like a really great vintage music store up there too, with like the greatest acoustic instruments, and so it's like ground zero for, like, you know, all the Appalachian kind of stuff that's going on.
And nobody bothers you, nobody recognizes you, nobody cares. Or do
nobody
they?
They recognize me, but they don't care.
Okay.
That's about what it is. Because, I mean, I've lived up there a long time, and I grew up going up there, too, to Camp Glisten, to a camp up there. And it doesn't matter. I mean, really. I mean, if anybody cares, it's because I have different political beliefs than a lot of people up there, and they, you know... We have to have a dialogue about that every now and then, which is fun for me.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Just keep it interesting, Amy.
That's what I say.
So, Indigo Girls, you guys, so you and Emily are pretty much cool with saying, hey, we're taking a break, let's do our own thing, and we're going to meet back in the summer to tour.
Yes. We're very cool with that.
Okay.
It's good for us.
Okay.
You know, and the solo stuff, I just need that, like, gap and to create that and collaborate with some other people for a little while, and it reinforms kind of what I'm doing with Emily in a really good way, I think.
You would think, though, you'd want a break, you know? You're off tour, that you just want to chill
out.
Oh,
right, a real
break. You
know
break. What I mean? And it's so funny to me. We did an interview with Nils Lofgren today, too, who was the same way. He just was like, you know, I do this to stay sharp with the E Street Band. Do you feel that way with the Indigo Girls?
Yeah, in some ways. I mean, it used to be... It challenged me, and it made my songwriting better, and it got my ya-yas out. And now it's like a whole thing that is just really part of who I am, and I just make time for it. It's just as important to me. Obviously, I mean, Indigos are a little bit more of a priority because Emily and I have such a long-standing loyalty. But, I mean, you know, it's just as important to me, I guess, in an emotional way to do that. And it's a whole different set of collaborators, so it's other people that I feel a sense of loyalty to as well, you know? And so it's just, you know, I like getting down into the clubs and carrying my own gear and driving the van and loading and, you know, just doing stuff that makes me understand the process because I enjoy it.
So you're a rock star, but you haven't really become a rock star.
I'm definitely not a rock star.
I don't know,
that
though.
That is so funny.
It is, though.
I am not even close. Emily and I are like, we are making a living. That's what we're doing.
Well, but I think your band is so iconic in so many ways. I think, of course, obviously, for political movement, I think that's, you represent such a big thing for so many people. Did you feel like that's a lot of weight on your shoulders? Or, because people will look to you to be an activist.
No, I mean, it's not weight.
Okay.
Because activism for us is part of our life. It's not necessarily just, it's not about us being musicians. It's about, like, we be activists anyway. So we sort of look at it the other way, which is, like, we are doing this job that allows us to do the things that we would want to do anyway, but we can be a little more effective. The only time it's a drag is if people sort of, if we become, like, sort of iconically, I don't know, almost, like, epitomized in this way that is very stereotyped. And it's like, oh, they're gay music, or Amy plays gay music, or, you know, and it's like, really? Is there gay music? Right. I didn't know that, because it's like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't want to be distilled down to lifestyle when it comes to music. I want the music to be separate from that. But you can't control those things.
Right. Now what?
And you shouldn't try to.
And as far as your music goes, are you open to other people covering your songs? So you wrote this list of songs, you put out your own album, and what if a young musician said,
I'd love it.
You would love it.
Oh my God. It's the greatest form of flattery.
It is.
Oh yeah. I would love it if people would cover my songs, Emily's songs, our songs.
Okay, well, this is a message.
Please cover the songs.
Do it immediately.
I'm serious. I've always wanted people to cover our songs and my songs.
So what would the Indigo Girls be covering this summer?
We're going to be doing, well, we have an exciting tour, actually. We're going to be playing with the Shadow Boxers.
Okay.
And the Shadow Boxers have been kind of playing with us off and on. And they're actually going to open some gigs for me, my solo run, too. But they're going to learn a bunch of our songs.
Okay.
And so we're going to have full band for half the set.
Fantastic.
With the Shadow Boxers. So it's going to be, we'll be focusing a lot on Beauty Queen Sister on that record that came out about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. or seven or eight or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But we'll be playing together probably for, like, I don't know, 45 minutes of the set will be us just jamming with them.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
That's exciting.
They're a great band.
Well, the album is called Lung of Love. Here it is, Amy Ray. And don't miss this album. It really is great. You got a little bit of everything. A little bit of Michael Jackson. A little bit of Joe Strummer.
A little bit of Joe Strummer. And we're going to be at the Variety Playhouse.
March 10th
with the Shadow Boxers.
Great. Well, we can't wait. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Amy, thank you.